Caroline, family, past mayors, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, first I'd like to thank the councillors who spoke before for their kind words. I have been privileged and honoured to have been the mayor of Southwark for the past year. I feel very lucky to have been able to share this great honour with my family and friends this past year. Moreover, although I have now stood down on my own personal circumstances are a bit perilous, I can tell you that I had a walk with a slight swagger in the past year. I would like to thank Councillor Sunil Chopra, who has been such a help. Sunil, you have been such a friend and help in the past year. You have worked very hard to cover me for me in my frequent absences. And I've shown the dignity and fortitude of the post of Archbishop of you. You've done us proud. I'm certain you're going to represent the borough. You are also proud of very well indeed. Comrade, thank you and good luck for you and Barsha. I would also like to thank all those who work in the civic office tirelessly and have been so dedicated to the work we do. Sonia Sutton, Gillian Wright, Daisy, Nelson, Fernando, Michael Clear, and all other colleagues who have enabled things to happen in the council. And can I also thank Jenny Piano for her help and being such a good friend. Thank you very much, Jenny. The people of Southwark sent me on a journey the past year to travel the width and breadth of our wonderful borough and beyond, and to go united to serve. That's splitting the infinity, isn't it? I tried and have to report that I have been to many places, from humble, drafty TRA halls to opulent livery company halls. Our borough is doing very well and is very well endowed. We have many fine buildings, many lovely places, including this one, which I'm really happy to be at. We can be proud as a borough that we have the best buildings and spaces in the best city in the world. In these journeys, I have been entertained with talks, music, and the theatre, and have attended functions, made speeches, and socialised in these places, including eating a little and drinking a little. But it's the people that are everything, that have been central to everything I did. I have in the past year seen more people at the mythical parking lot, and I love them. I love them all. You could not meet a better, lovelier bunch of people in Southwark. Our political system does not do them any justice, I'm afraid to say. Some of them are here today, and we celebrated with a few this morning. The cynicism that I had worn by Dunruff has been knocked off me, head and shoulders style, in the past year. The Civic Awards we had this morning is a great tradition for us. Every year, the people of Southwark take some time out, gather together, and review the state of our borough, our place in it, and what we do for each other, and whom amongst us we need to honour. It's also an opportunity for members from different parts of the borough's life to get together as a civic body. The civic office, which has supported me in the past year, has tried to reflect and represent all that is best in the borough for the whole year. Just to give you an example of the few and the great amounts of work that we have done in the past year, included loading and supporting the work of the heroes who work as Samaritans and answer calls from our distressed fellow citizens and work so valiantly to reduce human suffering. In June, we held one of the largest military parades in the country, and we gave the freedom of the borough to the three military units that were based or are based in Southwark in recognition of the great service that the armed forces gives the nation. In February, we had a talk from Lady Lawrence on the reasons parents who have withstood the greatest loss and have decided to work for the common good. Many who attended this function found this function moving and inspiring. We also had a thought-provoking symposium, as the leader mentioned earlier, with Professor Benjamin Barber, entitled, If Mayors Rule the World. The thesis being that mayors will increasingly form the most effective government in all major cities, but I won't labour this point. The point has been made very well already. Recently, Councillor Sunil Chopra presided over a lunchtime lecture entitled The Art of Being Brilliant by an inspirational speaker called Andy Cole, which was a resounding success. But the civic officers worked in partnerships with the local paper and the Southwark News. For our charity, and together with corporate bodies like Barclays Bank on community initiatives. Thanks for Barclays Pound for Pound scheme for our charitable donations. I'm happy to announce that we made a collection of nearly £8,000 for the Every London Children's Trust. Friends, it has always been very clear to us that the civic office belongs to everybody in Southwark. However, this is an idea that we need to reinforce before it becomes common currency, as we would like it to be. I would like to plead that it's only by working together and only if we forge closer links across all sections of society that we can have a successful community built on equality and social justice in our beloved borough of Southwark. It is indeed true, perhaps always will remain true, that we need an office that is there for us in times of crisis and increasing hardship. We need an office that represents us, rallies us, and unites us. In an age where there is increasing cynicism of politicians and the authority they wield, it is important for the people here to have someone people can look up to inspire, to bring hope to form an anchor and identity with. At the beginning of my term last May, I said that there is hardship out there, with unemployment, which is incidentally not as high here as in other London boroughs, and extra pressure on families because of the welfare reforms, making for difficult and challenging times for our communities. I have attended, goodness only knows, I've attended enough food banks. It's also true that some are more impacted than others. For instance, the rate of unemployment for young black men is still running at 3 times the rate of all other groups. We know that these present challenges to equality, and we need to not shy away from these at a civic level, just like last year, and not leave anyone behind, as we frequently say in our policy. But even so, we have a mountain to climb. But last year, I also said, I know this is something that's probably said every year, but it's an important ritual to remind ourselves regularly as to why so many of us are here this afternoon, that despite our differences politically, religiously, racially, we are in this truly together. We care about our borough, we care about the people who live in our borough, and we would like to make our borough the best borough there is, with the most riches, the most care, and the best of love. We know that these things get better. We know that things get better and more successful if there is empathy, friendship, and inclusion created. Let us get closer. Let us work together. Let us create a better Southwark. Thank you.